You're listening to Flow Event.
I've been on more roofs than Santa Claus, kid.
Yo!
It's like a wind up at a hockey game. Mike, are you gonna hit the fader on this one?
Yo!
You want to slowly?
Wow.
Well, we really fucked up last year.
2024.
Might as well to kick it off with that.
Yeah, really.
I mean, we all had a lot of shit.
We did.
So,
way too much.
Between four episodes, we still had a decent support system in the podcast world.
We did four last year. Yes.
And
you did two of them when you went to EMS Pro.
Yeah.
Like, let's turn it down, guys. Yeah. We dropped the ball. We suck again. Four.
That's it. I told you. I put the name.
No, there was four.
Now, don't get me wrong. We talked about a podcast for 52 straight fucking weeks, but we never recorded one.
This is how slow it was last year. Four episodes.
Four.
195 minutes.
That's it.
Which it does not include this 30-second intro. So we're really at 193 minutes between four episodes and 8,900 downloads.
Yeah, like,
meanwhile, the year before was like true to roof.
Like, it's,
but it, you know, it's life. That's
it's life.
True to roof.
True to roof. It's life. It's what it is. People are getting promoted, getting hired. It's what it is.
Life. We buy houses. We're adults.
Buy houses. Get married. Have kids. Get engaged.
Wow, it's like Star Wars.
Oh my God, this is fucking, this is absolutely terrible.
It's terrifying.
What happened to us?
We used to
be cool.
Somebody's like, all right, we're done with this bullshit for the day.
We were just talking, thinking about it. This is the first, it would have been the first time sitting down that not a single one of us had a white shield. But then someone had to go get promoted at work and allegedly.
Technically, it's just fun. Fun with a lot of things going on.
Technically, you just get to make siren sounds in a different town now.
That's all it is?
That's it.
You still go to fires? You just stretch lines now?
Now you don't stretch lines. You're the cameraman.
Yeah. No, I stretched a line. Think about it. Driver, chauffeurs, the guy in the back hits the hydrant.
There we go.
What am I going to do? Stand there with the camera? Come here, kid. Hurry up.
Now he's stretching lines.
I mean, I don't know if
8 years ago, he was Rescue Rob, and you fucking, he picked up a Hurst tool, he'd slap you. No, all macho. And fucking 6 years ago, it was the tower ladder and nothing else fucking. There was no other truck in the fire service. Only ladder trucks put fires out. And if it didn't, he would just smash the bucket real hard. Now he's stretch lines. I can't wait for what's next.
That was literally the first conversation I ever had with Rob.
What?
Just exactly that.
You cut the fire out.
Yeah.
Where'd you put it out? No, we just cut the wall out and kicked it out.
Did you ever hear of rescue tools?
Yeah, what?
Excuse me?
We can't have them up here. They were donated to us, but we can't use them. It's 2024 already. Just everybody use them. For the love of God, for the safety of the people in the department. Everybody should just have everything.
You fucking went there in 3 minutes and 24 seconds.
It's not going to change, brother.
It's so fast.
I don't change.
It was so fast.
Listen, up the hill from me is from your house to my house is up the hill. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
What?
Jesus fucking Christ.
This is it, man.
It's been
references from there.
That's been a hell of hell of a ride.
Yeah, this year was wild. It was wacky.
I mean, let's do a little quick recap. You were in EMS Pro again in October.
Yeah.
You were at the firehouse. When was that?
Firehouse Expo.
What was that, before or after?
The week before, 2 weeks before.
Or was that September?
Was September.
September was hard.
Because I was traveling down south when I was on the phone with
Firehouse Expo was September. You did that.
Yeah.
What'd you do there? Man versus machine
That was the fast team.
Fast team stuff.
Called the RIT presentation.
Fast team.
That's good. You did, Columbus was kind of cool, but obviously they have now split into, there's a continent. I guess Firehouse Expo split into two conferences, two mini conferences or two smaller conferences. One's in, I got to look it up, but I got to see if it's March or February in California. Peter Matthews just put out on their pages, they just put out all the info for that. And then the other one upcoming is in Charleston now.
So it's going to be like an East Coast, West Coast type?
Yeah.
I want to go to
that's
one.
Fire Fusion. In
Charleston.
Charleston's awesome.
I think in November, I think great 5 city. Through 7.
Great city, Charleston.
So yeah, we'll see if we can see a part of that. That'd be kind of cool.
EMS Pro going back to this year, 24?
Yeah, I put in, This year I put in the short staff. So the stuff what we do with Blue Collar.
Okay, yeah.
We kicked off
his training podcast. Yeah, you did. You were the first one.
It's going to be our longest running expo that we're going to.
Yeah. And those guys have been good. That was a recovery. That was a mission to put that podcast on. We lost the memory card on this.
Past 2 years in a row with this fucking expo, there's always been an
issue.
And that was good. It was a good time. You know what?
Never got invited back to Ohio, did we?
I don't ever want to go to that. I mean, look, expo was there, but I don't want to go to that was Navy SEALs. What time is it? 4 o'clock. We're going. We're teaching. We're coming home.
We left in darkness and we came.
But like I said, that was the best experience to get your ass handed to you.
It was
completely changed life. It literally our teaching style, how we speak, how we prepare, totally flipped the script. And look where we are today, as us, as a group, as a brand, as instructors. It's a whole game changer. Mr. Mikey, the instructor now.
No, this is something else.
What am I going to do with it? Oh yeah, this winter.
Right.
This was the holiday bundle or winter bundle with
the Flame Decon. Yeah, the winter bundle you did.
We're one of the three companies that teamed up with Tara over there, us, Fast Rescue, and I think the other was IDLH Apparel or something like this. All three of us are doing separate. $1 off for each bar of soap being sold is being donated. I picked the Joey D Foundation. They've done a lot for me and my family, and you know, it's good. It's local, so.
That's also Flame Decon he's talking about.
Did I say wrong?
You didn't mention Flame Decon once.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I know I said Tara from Flame Decon.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You were at Joey D this year, right?
This year was pretty cool. We took out, Matt and Dave.
And Dave went with you guys.
And we took the Fire Dex gloves with us out there. I got to still publish that video for Fire Dex for those rescue decks.
What'd you do, Trench and Vine?
Yeah, we did Trench and Collapse. I wish I had the guy's name. He's from, he's actually grew up in this area. I think he was Ridgefield or Cliffside. He went to school at Paramus Catholic. He's on Houston Fire. I know that. He's a big tech guy. I think Jeremy did a podcast with him at one point, if I Googled correctly. Dude, that was a good experience. I've been going to Joey D since the first one. It was, you get to train with the guys and some of the best in the books, and it's affordable, it's close, so all you got to deal with is a drive to Long Island.
It's fitting we're talking about Joey D with yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. We did
did a post yesterday, right? You did the story.
I just reshared Kevin's.
I think if you've listened to our podcast before, I think every January we do one. We always mention the Black Sunday fires. Mm-hmm. If it's something that you're new to the fire service for, we've said it once, we've said it again. If you're new to fire service, if you're not new to the fire service, read on the Black Sunday fires, even if it's an Instagram post and it's, 400 characters, the Black Sunday fires changed the way a lot of strategic firefighting has been done since 2005.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have to get
technical. We don't have to. I mean, we were all in the school last winter when we listened to Jeff Cool, probably one of the best talks we've ever sat through listening to his talk. It's not a sales pitch. It's not anything. Wow. It's what happened on that day coming from one of those guys who jumped out of that fourth floor window and made it.
Yeah. That's,
and so if you're new to the fire service, if you're not new to the fire service and you're a little bit of a junkie, like the rest of us like to, read up on that stuff, read the Black Sunday fires, see how that's changed perspective.
That's the thing too. I know,
the thing is that the Black Sunday fires is everyone thinks of it as that one fire in the Bronx. But not that no one realizes, please, God forbid, I don't want to say no one realizes, but it's, they call Black Sunday, obviously, for people who don't listen, is there was two fatal line of duty death fires in the city of New York on the same day, January 23rd, 2005. One happened in the Bronx, which we're referencing right now, where companies got, how many was it, four or five? Ooh, in the Bronx that jumped.
27 in rescue.
Yeah. So I think it was four or five guys total. I don't remember the number off the top of my head.
Immediately.
Yep. That jumped out of the fourth floor of a mixed occupied dwelling. And then later that night, a firefighter died in a basement fire in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Hence the reason why it's called the Black Sunday fires.
So for me, my experience is obviously we know, if you've been listening to this long enough or know a little bit about me and my family now, my extended family,
six.
Kayla's I guess it's a close relative. We always call him an uncle. Now he's a chief up in the city, but he wrote a book. I'm not doing a plug for him, but it's a quick read, Knights of New York. Gino Di Toronto Jr. He writes about, you know, the second fire.
The Brooklyn fire.
There's a quick snippet of it. And even just around here, right? Like the guy we have in our valleys worked in that area. So even he talks about it. And, you know, that's been a blessing in disguise to have a guy like that. And, you know, just to learn. You know, it doesn't have to be a guy that drives your trucks or trains with you. Just be able to throw things in the chat about, hey, guys, I experienced 20 years ago.
It's the kitchen table.
Right. Like, listen, that could be another vendor or a rabbit hole, right? We don't necessarily have the kitchen. I mean, we're fortunate enough in our house in the valleys where we have the kitchen.
Yes, we do.
We do.
It's not a kitchen table. But it's a table.
So, yeah, it's back, behind the truck, there's a table.
It's a backroom table, cigars, there's TV, there's everything there.
Everybody runs their social media differently. And I'm not talking about your platform, what you're putting out to the public. Like, I'm just saying, like, the group meetings, the WhatsApps, the group discussions. That's been a plus too, right? From our experience now, is using them as your kitchen table.
Oh yeah,
like, hey, I saw this on a run here, or guys, remember what today is? Hey, assholes, any of you know what today is? Kind of thing, and it just starts a good conversation.
It has to.
It's changing. The world's changing. Let's call a spade a spade. Using your own, you know, your famous line. It's you know, use the beast to our advantage. And if you got the phone, you know, it's one way of just keeping in contact with everybody. Just literally, like, hey, I did this. You know, even for us, like, it was crazy. Time hopping, right? Or whatever, the time hop memories, whatever app you use. Like, the day before that was our fire at work where everybody came. Truck was there.
And
the day before that was the 2-year anniversary of the other big fire in the complex where they came and made it. Hey, dude, we made it into a city. You know, like, it's kind of fun. So
that was some fucking fire. Yeah. The one you had at work.
Which one?
The one you had at work.
Which one? The big Canal Street or the fat recycling plant?
No, I didn't go to the recycling plant. I didn't go to the recycling plant. You guys
forgot about
I didn't go. The big one, the factory, because you went to work that Saturday.
I got called in early.
You got called in early, but technically it was your Saturday going to work.
Correct.
And when you got to work, I called you saying that we were on the way down.
Are you there, Margaret? Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
Yeah. We were on the way down when I called you.
Yeah,
those
are tough. And I mean, like, listen.
It was cold.
You know what's crazy? Like,
it was one of those fires, and there's nothing you can do, but it, like Mikey said, it kicks your ass because you're just sitting there.
Right.
And you guys sat there for 24 plus hours at minimum.
Yep.
We all did an operational period. I think we were there just under 12.
Yeah.
I think we got released right as the sun went down, but that's only because shit started to freeze on my truck.
And we said goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, I remember your engine 5, just the icicles hanging off. Like,
is that the one that broke the hydrant?
Yes, yes, yes. See? We went places when I was a chief.
Yeah, like, I just...
Broke the hydrant. Yeah. Somewhere on 21 and, like, between both counties. Like, well, no, you didn't break the hydrant. You broke the...
No, I broke the hydrant in my...
yeah, I remember getting that phone call from Jake.
Your rig works?
Yeah, we're fine. Why? It was
broke wheel.
We have the dips. What are they called on the pierce? The bleeder valves, the handles. Like when they used to make that, that's called the J. You know what I'm talking about? The J hook or whatever, where it comes up on an angle.
You pull it.
That thing was just
snap that off.
By the way,
couldn't get the 5-inch off, so we cut the 5-inch off.
We did that with the one truck,
and then realized the hydrant was still open, and we three of us cranked that thing and broke the stem. Closed it.
And dude, that night, I want to say like 3 or 4 hydrants. There's nothing you could do when it's
literally,
that cold.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's like 50-50. But hey, it's still happening.
Sure.
Old city, old pipes. It's besides the sub-freezing temperatures.
Yeah.
I watched it from my apartment. It was nice and warm in there.
Well, you know what? Thanks for delivering.
Yeah, thanks for your
service. I delivered food to you.
Thank you for your service. Not me.
I'm trying to suck up to you.
I walked to Burger King when it opened at 6
a.m. You want to
eat that
breakfast? I mean, but I think that's what makes it, right? Like, and I feel like that's what makes just podcasts and phones and everything, as long as it's done in moderation and correctly, it makes a difference. You know, who knows who's listening out there that's been through something. Or we're out of, I don't know how many alarms and people from the state ended up at that thing could be like, oh, I remember that fire. That was kind of cool. You know, but,
I think it went 11.
On paper, I think.
Paper?
The buffs, it was 11. Like, yeah. You got it. You
know. I mean.
But again, let's play this game, right? Every county, every mutual aid group, every state, every resource has a different alarm.
Mm, yeah, I know.
Assignment.
I know.
FDNY guys might say, like, oh, that was only a third alarm with those many rigs.
I know.
You know, by us, that's 11, like 45 alarms.
You don't play them after 11. It's God only knows.
Yeah. But that's resourcing. Yeah. That's
the point of resourcing.
That's a nerd alert, right? Like, what do you call it? Call in the guy that's got degrees and certifications. Figure this one out.
It's true. But something.
What else? No, it's been a ride. I'm trying to think. Anything else crazy happened this year? No, it's just been
last year. I mean, like last year, you guys did a lot more teaching. I think
We did Hackensack.
You did Hackensack Rescue. Yeah, you did. Before you did all four tours.
Yeah, citywide. That was
cool. You were down in Seabright often.
Seabright, you did a couple things with them. Went
to. You guys did a lot more teaching last year.
Last year was like a.
Last year you buffed up. You buffed up with the teaching. It was
a couple articles, couple conferences.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
It's funny. It's funny to watch it, see how it's grown, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's like that's what I'm saying.
And I'm not even talking about this podcast. Like, no, I'm just to see, system, like,
the brand,
not even name. Just the brand. Like, and it's not even a brand because we never thought it'd be a brand, but it technically is.
It's a movement, brother. Yeah,
but it technically is. It's funny to see how much it grew.
Yeah,
and how much has continued to grow. I mean, it's
crazy.
Flags hanging in firehouses and shit.
Seabright got sworn in the back.
Yeah, flags hanging in firehouses. Fucking stickers on guys' helmets.
And again, this is just for fun. Like we say, I think I'm still negative a lot of money. Yeah, all of us are, right?
We're all negative a lot of money. Yeah. I'm negative monthly on this place because to save these fucking podcasts.
The podcast.
All four podcasts we put up last year.
It's like, what's up? Did we go green? No, we're still negative.
What? But we'll never go green. I don't. If we ever go green, I'd be shocked.
But again, it's never.
But it was never about that. It was never about that. It was.
And like you know, it's crazy the opportunities you get out of this, and it's like you get a phone call from somebody like. Hey, do you have any paperwork on this? Why?
Opportunity. You know? They sent us a camera.
Awesome.
I mean, like, think of the shit that we've done that they've sent us, that they've asked us to use, that we've demoed for people. Like, it's
crazy. Right?
It's crazy to see.
Besides the whole conversation of being firemen and the public trust you and all that, like, fun and society shit. On the fire brother, on the brother side, there's brands that are like, hey, try this out.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Rotate it, throw in most of the guys, take it to your place, take it here, and you're like, ew.
The heat strap guys, like, how much have you done for them? Like, you know what I mean? Good. Like,
you're out west right now.
Yeah.
Out west.
It's good. It's crazy.
It's the network. It's the networking. And,
it's that Jersey network. That's what it is.
Well, that's where I think
biggest networks.
It is one of the biggest.
Yeah. But even, all right, let's go old school, right? You go old school, both magazines, Firehouse and Fire Engineering, and shit on the top level stuff. Everybody's from here.
Mm-hmm. Fire engineering was down 208. That's where headquarters were.
208. All the guys were on the border of the New York State. Like, everybody's from here. It's crazy. But there's opportunity. I'm not trying to sound like
this world gravitates around the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of my professors wrote 3 fucking textbooks, two other textbooks. How many articles for fire engineering?
Yes, he has.
Good guy.
Avila. Yeah. But then again, like, what? I'm teaching you. He's like, hey, what's up? Like, hi.
Yeah, no.
But then he's one of the fools for what exit? And he hangs out and bullshits with us all the time.
We did that too.
Well, and too, right? Glenn's was a chief.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Still involved. Still throws you a
text. We went to Fools last year. Well, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah,
you went to Fools?
You guys went to Fools.
No, yeah. we did
an open Fools training for them. We did
You did the Brothers at the Bash or the Beef or. You're supposed to do one at the Burbs. I know that.
That got postponed just because of timing, scheduling, promotion, life. And
it happens. Listen, guys, it happens.
I think this year.
What exit? Fools.
Yeah, I think that was Hightstown.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, something like, yeah, I remember that.
And that was cool. Again, you have a lot of guys coming together, both career, volunteer, the Fool guys. Pags was big with that, helped them coordinate it, gave us, the shot. It worked out. I still wish.
It's the one thing that's
never. Here's a shout out for all the new, not a dig, but a challenge. Like, they wanted to put together this boardwalk conference that one year, a Jersey conference. What do we wait for? It doesn't have to be a banger of a week, guys.
Oh, yeah.
One day seminar, 2 days. Right? Who was it? I don't know if it was Rhodes from Fire Engineering or Firehouse. One of the two magazines was pushing, like, it's time to support the small conferences, right? And, the big conferences are great. But the only way you're going to make it up to, the big leagues is practicing at the lower level and passing things on. So, you don't just go to the NFL overnight. Or wherever. NHL, maybe a little bit of hockey from high school. Plus, college, but
not everyone can go to the big conferences.
That's
it's the little ones that make the difference.
Right. Eventually, honestly. You say, that's true. You pull it off, you go, but that's a game changer for sure. But
what's more convenient for us, going to EMS Pro or Indianapolis?
That's true. You know, you got a point. Like, listen, and I know that was a topic, right? Oh, EMS Pro, it sounds like this. It's Fire Pro, the developing. Yeah, absolutely. But from a, I don't want to call it a business team, just from our experiences, right? That place is cool. Little casino spot. You know, if you want to go, you can go to classes. You could network. You could do whatever you want. You could shop. You could eat. You could gamble. You could hang out at the club. You could go to a little bar. You could just go eat at a restaurant.
A little bit of everything.
Right. And I think, listen, like, Expo is awesome. That experience in Columbus, you know, because just the way the conference center is right next to Nationwide Arena. If it was a week earlier, a week later, it would have been totally sick because we totally would have hit a hockey game up. But again, it was just like, it was, you know, I think when you develop conferences and expos and seminars, there's a lot that goes into it that many of us may not see or understand. You know what I mean? Like, at first I was like, Columbus? But then, like, well, I posted it. The day before I spoke, I took a walk down the block, and I was texting John Lewis about it. And he goes, you know, like, he likes to challenge me sometimes just to keep me in check. So he's like, oh, the Nance, you know, the Nance Bar is from Columbus. And I was like, oh, he got me good. Researched it, looked up the address, and that's what I posted. I walked down the block, you know, and literally it was like two blocks from the hotel and the conference center. And that's where, you know, the fatal Line of Duty Nance Bar was. And I was like, this, you know, that building obviously is
got long gone. Yeah.
But the original one next door is still there. And I was like, wow. You know, like, it's crazy. Like, but how many people actually, like, you know, everybody preaches legacy, teaching, learning. Who's really still up on it, you know? You know what I mean? Like, you got to learn from it. You got to respect the history. You got to respect the value of it. It's going to make you better and everybody better. But, you know, it's a beast, brethren. I don't know. What else?
That's why 2026 Flow Invent Expo.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, this guy. I mean, I'm sure we could pull something off.
Mikey's financing that, right?
Yeah, Mikey's not financing shit.
We ain't financing anything.
We can't finance these empty Miller Lights. Only one more calorie for more taste.
I went into debt just buying them.
Yeah, it happens.
That's true.
It's all right. I think what other jobs
recently?
I missed the one at work because I had the Rona. Rona finally caught me.
Oh, shit, later. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
But that was all over the fire engineering firehouse pictures.
Oh, then had that drone, the drone up in there. Yeah. And
I mean, like, that would have been my first do fire as a first do boss, mm-hmm. which would have been gangster. But you know what? Things happen for a reason. Silver lining, you know, the guys that I had for a couple months since I got promoted, you know, they, after the fire, when I came back to work, they were talking about stuff that, you know, it shows, like, people listen, people believe. Like, so, I mean, we've all been officers at this table. So, like, when you practice what you preach, eventually, you know, you hope that the product's there. And the guys that, you know, two young guys that I had in my company, they were like, hey, you know, we wish you were kind of there because X, Y, and Z. Listen, that's a silver lining, right? They want to operate a certain way because it is what it is, but nothing wrong with that, you know. Just gotta
adapt and overcome.
Yeah, adaptable, overcome, and you know, stay true with what you believe in. You know, if you say you're gonna be an aggressive fireman and fucking bail out on smells and bells, and then you get the big rocker and you hang out in the corner, that's not a good model, you know. You know, when you extremely want to, especially when you pass on vital information, you know, you always got to do that kind of stuff. Like, that's a big one. Always pass on what you know. And that comes down prior fires, during training, and especially at jobs, you know. It makes a big difference.
So, true that, Ernesto.
Ernesto.
Whoa. True that.
What is that one from?
It's from a movie.
Disney, Ernesto de la Cruz.
It's from a movie. Just go with it, Adam Sandler.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
one. When he's doing Jennifer Aniston's hair. Hairdresser.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. True that, Ernesto. True that.
Oh, man.
So it's a little quick recap of us and, you know.
It's been crazy. This episode's going to be a little bit more. I think
episode's going to be a lot of kitchen table stuff.
Yeah,
not tactics. Know, I mean, we put something up today for the Instagram.
There wasn't much. Typical, like, hey, always, right? New year. Any advice for the new officer? Do your fucking job.
Listen, bro. Listen, now we'll
go back. Go listen.
Here we go. Now let's get into the firefight stuff. Right. Let's. Oh, it's January.
He's pissed off.
It's Mike's January. Going. Let's do.
White shield season.
It's, you know what? It's white shield season, and especially for the newer guys, keep your fucking ears open and keep your mouth shut. Unless you have to open your mouth,
right.
Just keep it shut. If you're a new officer. especially in the volunteer world. Mm-hmm. I mean, career world obviously is a different side, even though I don't care what anyone says. I fully believe it's different clowns, same circus. Right. Whether you get a paycheck or you spend 24 hours a day there or not, whatever. Just shut the fuck up. You were elected, whether it be you were elected to give you a shot at it, you were elected because people have trust in you, whether it was a popularity contest, whatever it is, at the end of the day, whatever it is, someone's not going to agree with you. And I actually saved this meme for this exact reason. And it was right after Nick Saban retired.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a picture of Nick Saban, and the caption is, it's a quote by him, "If you want to make everybody happy, don't be a leader, sell ice cream."
100%. 100%.
It's the end of this. This is that right there is everything that you need to know, especially if you're brand new, walking in with your first white shield on, now 24 days into the year. Absolutely. You will never make everyone happy. Happy.
And if your goal is to do that,
you're not there.
Because we'll all tell you, the officer spot is a whole different beast, right? Like, we're going to detail this more on the volunteer side, but the liability, the headaches, all the drama that can come with it, it still exists in the volunteer world, people. And again, our experience is mainly New Jersey, but I mean, look what's going on in the world today. You just open up your email list, whether it's a secret list, fire engineering, firehouse, look at that, and brain fart. Whatever email, you also have fire rescue ones that pushes out information. So whatever email list you have, there's always something going on these days. Volunteer this, career this, officer that. Like, listen, the magnet's on you now, brother. The magnifying glass.
It's a lot different.
When shit goes bad.
You know, it's funny.
I'm going to hit this, right? I listened to the last week they had the Newark fire depositions and all that.
Listen,
if any of you buffs out there want to listen to like pucker moments, and they're not even it was a tragic event. We're not going to take away from that, but just when you're switching gears and listening to being grilled for your actions or this or that, and I'm just keeping this a blanket comment. It doesn't matter like what happened. It's crazy when you're sitting there. You're like, you can be the best chief. You can be the best firefighter. The moment you sit there and they're like, sir, why X, Y, and Z? You're like, wow. Game changer. So, and that can happen. And that will happen, God forbid, in the volunteer world.
It's going to. It could eventually happen to you. We wish it never does. But honestly.
My personal, if there's anybody out that's fresh to the game or your first time, if there's something that. You're uneasy, just document it.
Ask a fucking question. Yeah. There's been guys before you. There will be guys after you.
We said this since episode one. We're replaceable, bro.
We're replaceable. It is what it is.
Somebody will come along and be the next lieutenant. Somebody will come along and be the next boss. Somebody will come along and do whatever. But just, when you're there, be all in and do your job. And that's what it comes down to, right? If you're a boss, your job is to make sure your crew's getting in and out and do the jobs, put the fires out, make or grabs and whatnot, and be safe and get everybody home. That's what it comes down to.
I feel like you, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't hesitate unless you're like really, really uncertain.
Yeah, gut feelings, 100%. Not, it's your best. Right? Listen, you've trained your life. You've trained, you've been educated in this stuff. So a lot of people have, just don't go stupid, What was it? I'm trying to think. It was a music video or something, but just don't brain fart, right? Use your gut, use your experiences, use your resources, use your ex-chiefs, use your other officers. Like, look at me, where I volunteer heavily now, let's call it that way, right? We have a younger assistant chief, and the dude will ask me questions, right? You're like, hey, it's your beast, it's your animal, but just don't ask me sometimes for that chief advice, right?
There's no reason not to.
If you have the this, like you said, if you have the resources,
there's no reason not to.
And I feel
we've said this in I can't tell you how many podcasts. We are all firm believers in the day you think you know everything in the fire service is the day you need to walk out of the fire service. Uh-huh. Okay, if you have the ability and or the resources, to ask somebody their opinion or for help that has been in the position that you are now in, just fucking do it. There is no shame in doing it. There is no harm in doing it. If you think it's going to take you, it's going to hit your ego, then you know what? Swallow it. Because people are going to respect you more if you say to them, I need help.
Yeah. And dude, totally agree, because you know, we all know what I went through here at this table. And a year and a half later, I'm like, I did what I did was right. You know, it wasn't pretty in my, you know, the way I went out as a chief, but my guys were protected, and that's what mattered most to me. You know, being, again, it's not about you.
No, right? It's not.
Another thing, right? You always say
it's not about
you. You want the shield, you want the car, you want the brass, whatever you want. If that's your primary goal, quit.
Quit. It's not about fucking making siren sounds and pulling the air horn. It's not.
Right.
And a lot of people, you know, especially, you know, I don't want to say especially in the volunteer side, but
on the flip side,
right?
You take the test and you get promoted, but I just tested that day. It happens everywhere, every city.
Like, just, guys, there is so much that goes into it. You know, every single one of us that are sitting at this table right now at one time or another wore White Shield in our respective fire departments, correct?
Absolutely. Correct.
Okay, it is not just...
It's a full package.
When I became the fire chief in 2017, that's how long ago. I became chief of department, January 1st, 2017, a gentleman who was on our department, who just celebrated his 50th year on my department, I told you the story, looked at me dead in the face and said, the easiest thing about being the fire chief is going to be putting the fires out. And I looked at him and he goes, you don't know it now, but the easiest thing about being the fire chief is going to be going on those fire calls and putting those fires out. Everything else you do will cause you to go crazy at some point. And I looked at him and I'm like, okay, thanks. And my first year flew by. We were great. And my second year flew by.
Then,
my third year, okay, I get what he's saying now.
Right.
I get it. And my fourth year, and I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, I got it. He's not wrong. And then midway through my fifth year,
the door,
that wall hit me, and I'm like, this is a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I just, and I give all the credit to the world, to guys in the volunteer service and the career service, who are the chief for 10 plus decades. All the credit in the world. And I'm not saying it's not for anybody, and I'm not saying don't try it, whatever. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, for the new officer, understand you're going to be in a position that you are now coming out of that back seat where your friends are.
Yeah.
You are now coming out of that area where your friends are, and you are now looked upon by not just your friends, but by the entire department,
town,
as a boss.
Everybody.
It's business. It's a business, yeah. And you're a boss.
Yeah, and I do gotta, you know, to echo that. Especially, you know, and this isn't turning into like, what you should have done. But if you're ever in those positions, man, you always got to be progressive. Like, one thing I always challenge people with, whether it's an officer role or within a company or something like that, is like, create goals for the year, create goals for 6 months. You know, if you're not hitting goals, and I'm not talking here like going to buy a new turkey fryer. I'm talking about like, hey, we're going to go train on this, or we're going to get better at this. Or, you know, if I'm a chief, I want to be able to know that my guys are certified up to X or trained up to X, and we want to become something. You know, become more of an asset, or within your company. You know, I'm not good at my EMT or
first. Yeah, set your goals. So
it makes a difference, because now, even though, you know, and I think where there's also a gap is the whole, like, you know, like you were saying, now you're a boss. Absolutely, that doesn't not make you a fireman. You know, like, you're still a fireman.
No, it doesn't.
You're making the decisions, though. It's your ass.
There's a that's you the know? Thing is, yes, you're still a fireman, but like you just said.
You, buddy.
You're still a fireman, but now you're that fireman that's...
Yeah.
It's not just about the backseat. Yeah. Prime example, right? I last Friday night, I met my father somewhere where he hangs out. He's got a buddy whose son just graduated the fire academy, 18 years old. Nice. He had his buddy there. He's 18 years old, graduated the fire. I walk in, see my phone talking, and I'm wearing my squad hat.
Squad.
Yeah, and the kids, they're just looking at me, and I'm looking, and I'm like, I know where the conversation's going, because immediately he's like, you firing? And I'm like,
damn it.
I'm looking around going, what the fuck? Like I'm wearing a blue fucking, like, there is nothing on me that says,
not a billboard at
all. Not nothing, not a fucking Hoople t-shirt, not a fucking minute or fucking, not an APX hanging off my ass, nothing. I'm like, how, like, did he see me pull in? Like, me? Nothing. My car don't even say I'm a fucking fireman.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and then I realize I'm wearing my, I'm like, yeah, well, yeah, man, I am. He's like, oh, I'm on here. My buddy's here. I'm like, oh, yeah. I go, you guys, you know, how long you been on? Just graduated the academy. And you could tell they were
full of piss and vinegar.
Pumped about it.
Which
and
is great.
Pumped about it. And it almost like to the second brought you back to like, was this what I was like?
Oh, God.
Was I walking around half hard all the time? Which, oh, yeah, we all were.
Oh, God, yeah.
And so the buddy's friend walked away and he's sitting and he looked at me and he goes, were you ever an officer?
Oh, come on. For real?
I'm like, yeah, I swear to God. I'm like, I was a chief of department. I go from 17 to 21. And he's like, oh. He's like, yeah, one day I want to be an officer.
Son, and turn around.
And I looked at him with a straight face and I go, bud, I go, I'm going to tell you this right now. You just graduated the academy. Enjoy every single day you have in that
backseat.
There's
no going back.
I go, enjoy it. I go, being an officer,
there's no going back. You'll never look at it the same.
No.
Once you've been a boss, once you are a boss, you're always...
You'll always, you know...
Even if you're just held in regard to that, right?
Even if you're held into regard, like...
Hold on, I'm going to roll sim real quick, right? I'm just a black cat in this town. What's the first thing to do? Hey, dude, you're a solid EMT. You're this. You're in charge of all of that. Just because you're not wearing a shield or have a radio, you're still the guy they all look up to for any kind of medical help.
Yeah, but I still ride the back seat.
Yeah, you know, but
that's all my responsibilities.
No. Right in the house, right? People look at you different, right? They respect you. Yes. I'm just saying that's where once you become an officer, good, bad, or indifferent, you can wear a black shield the rest of your life.
But not only that. It's like, yeah, people look at you. They know it's different. Your mind doesn't fucking flip off from that, though.
No.
That's you're in that mindset. You're gonna be standing there looking like, what the fuck? And you're not the officer in charge, and you don't want to
screaming in your head on some calls.
But
on call, it doesn't have to be calls. It could be drills.
Yeah, but you know what? There's that, like Mikey said, being that young guy, the new guy. Like we as I don't like using the word former officers and things like that, right? Line officers, like. Like you said, are you, you know, maybe we were those wacky kids, young officers.
Oh, of course.
We were. Of course we were.
But what I'm saying, like, now, right, flip the script. You're watching that, like, unless some guy's going to really get hurt or you're totally teaching something wrong, let him roll. Right? I mean, they got to develop themselves, you know?
It is what it is. It is what it is. I mean, they do. It's true. It is what it is, brother. I mean... Like it's,
were you a chief?
Like, dude, like,
well, you know what that reminds me of?
He fucking said it to me. I'm like, how the fuck? Like,
what was it, Billy Madison when the kid?
Yeah,
when he takes
stay
the kid,
school,
stay here,
grow up. I can't wait to go to high school, Billy. Like, no, you can, bro. Like, I'm looking around, going, like, how the fuck do they even know?
Everybody knows you in this area, brother.
Fuck, stop! I don't want to know nobody.
Do you didn't realize you had a tattoo?
I thought I put the cover up on. Yeah, and then like the badge just like pop out. Oh, sorry, sir. But it's just, you know, listen. I know we veered off a little bit, but,
yeah, but
getting back. Nice. Listen, like if you are a first time officer, which we get this question every single year.
Down.
Yeah, bro. Just slow it the fuck down. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Yeah.
And that's and like
stay thing. In your position till you feel that you're able to move up.
Yeah.
You don't have to run to the top in fucking 2 years.
Yep.
You don't want to run to the top in 2 years.
No, fuck no.
You and don't want to do it.
And it's tough. Like, there's no secret about me. What was it? 2 years as a lieutenant, 1 year as a captain, assistant chief? You know, it wasn't concurrent.
Fuck
two,
if I know.
Two captain years?
Two lieutenant.
Then back to lieutenant. I moved back.
Two as assistants.
No, that was lieutenant. Because that's when they...
Assistant?
But my second year.
You kind of were the... Yeah.
I was a chief. But that's a good...
Listen, it is what it is. There's no race.
No. But you know what? Shit's tough, man. Listen. And I know... And this is a tough thing to say is... not tough in the same, but for some guys and girls to understand possibly is, yes, you know, speak to the senior guys, speak to everybody. Don't be afraid to, like, if you click, you know, if you grew up in all of us, at one point we're in different houses, right? If you, if your town only has really old ex-chiefs, I'm talking 70 plus, and you don't think you're going to click with them, but you know the guys next door have a young guy, don't be afraid to talk to them. Still talk to your own.
I agree. Oh, I agree. But try to click with your own ex.
Absolutely. But if it's not clicking,
I agree.
You don't be afraid to venture out and ask questions, because the guy that's 25, 30 years old ex-chief after 10 years may be able to relate with you. And you may even get the same message. And that may be a bit more beneficial for you from, hey, the guy was seven, you know, the 70-year-old man just said what the 30-year-old man said and, you know, made everything happen together. So, I mean, you gotta be in it to win it. And it's, you gotta be humble, period.
100%. Yeah, that is the perfect segue to bring something up. I'm sure anybody who's listening to this knows National Fire Radio. They follow it. We're in each other's backyards. We've known each other for years. Jeremy from National Fire Radio, friend of all of ours, posted something at the beginning of the year. I spoke to him this morning. I want to play it, got his permission to play it for you guys. If you haven't heard this, what we were just talking about the young aspect of being an officer and or fireman, this is probably the most perfect.
Young and old.
This is the most perfect thing. So just listen to this real quick and then we'll talk about it.
About respect. If you're looking for respect and asking for respect, you probably don't deserve it. Now more than ever, we hear people saying that the younger generation, these guys lack respect. How about we flip the conversation and look at the respect that's being given to the next generation coming in? The fact that we often dismiss, push them away. We don't feel like we need to spend the time or educate, even if it's more than it's ever needed to be before. So respect is a two-way street. Kind, compassionate, and understanding is what respect is, and it goes both ways. If we instantly dismiss people on the way in, they're certainly not going to give you the time or energy that you're looking for. And in fact, if you're looking for the respect, then you're one of the guys that are complaining that you're not receiving the respect you deserve. Take a look in the mirror.
Bro, I mean,
perfect.
You can't not.
It's a two-way street. He hit it.
On the head. But on the fucking head.
And you know what? I mean, I'm not going to... It's mutual. It's two-way street. All this stuff that I respect. But if you're going to say it, act upon it. You know what I mean? So there's plenty of people that will say it. And, oh, yeah, I believe in it. Yeah, we all respect one another. Do it. It's one thing to say something, but it's another thing to actually follow through with it. You know what I mean? Like... That's my biggest takeaway from this too is, and that's anything with everything we do in the fire service and in life as people is,
dude, it's 100% like you just said everything, and he hit the nail on the head. First of all, respect is earned; it's not given. And I think that in certain aspects of the fire service, people forget that.
Absolutely,
you know,
top to bottom.
Thank you for your service. For 25 years, 35 years, 45 years, 75 years. Thank you for that. Just because your name's been on a piece of fucking paper for 75 years does not mean when you walk in the room, I have to kiss your fucking ring. Now, I will show you the respect of being a member for 75 years. I will address you as Mr. or I will address you as Chief if you were. I will show you that respect. But that same guy who does that, and we all have seen it, is that same guy who everybody else is no good. Mm-hmm. And if you want that respect, you show it back. And it doesn't fucking matter anymore. Yeah. We don't live in a time where volunteers are, there's a waiting list to get on the fucking, to get on the department. We don't live in a time where there's a waiting list to get on a career department anymore.
Right.
I'm sorry. Sure. You go on Instagram now. How every many? Day. We're hiring. We're hiring. We're hiring. Take this test. Yeah. Take this lateral test.
Lateral.
We don't live in that fucking world anymore. If you think because you have a fucking pinky ring and a gold watch that I give a fuck about you, it's fucking over. And the same way goes for me. I could give a fuck less if anybody from this, our mutual aid group, all the way to the fucking what, knows about me. I don't care. I don't give a shit. The fact that people think that their name is important, I saw years ago, there was, and we talked about this, there was a meme where it was a picture of a jacket. And on the top of the jacket had your department name, on the bottom of the jacket has your name. Both names deserve respect, and both names you need to prove to people that they should respect you. Mm-hmm. Jerry couldn't have not hit that on the head any clearer, because we've all been in the same volley house. We've been in the same career house. We've been in the same situation where you walk in, and just because you're younger or just because you know a little more than some, they straight disrespect you.
Keyword, disrespect. It wasn't like, hey,
you know, we've gone through the, I don't like him. I don't give a fuck who you don't like, who you like, who you sleep with, who you don't. I don't give a fuck. If you're in the fire service and the gentleman in front of you is a lieutenant or is a captain or he's a chief, whether you voted for him, whether you like him, whether you didn't, whether he got promoted and moved to your shift, and you could care less. When he walks in the room, hey, Cap. How are you? Hey, Chief. Hey, LT. Do you need anything? No, we're good.
Okay, bye. Bye.
See ya. I don't give a fuck. And we are so far past that in so many situations that it's crazy in some aspects. Now, don't get me wrong. In our house, in our volley house, our captain, you don't need to call him Cap. The kid who's 18 years old who just walked in, that fucking kid is great. He calls him his name. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but he doesn't disrespect him. Right. You've been on the fire department 50 years. Hey, Mr. Hillman, how are you, sir? Right. You know, hey, Ms. Pollock, how you doing?
Look at my experience here. When I came here, you guys, so there's no secret. I moved here, joined where you were chief, right? That same member, that same 50-year member comes up to me and calls me chief. I go, excuse me. He goes, you were a chief. You were once a chief. You're always a chief. Doesn't matter that you're new here. Yeah, you're at the bottom of the barrel. But you did your time. We respected the service, the job, whatever you want to call it. We respect the fire service here. That's our tradition. We hold it in high regard. So next time you told me not to call you chief, I'm going to smack you in the back of the head.
Yeah.
All right, no problem.
Like, it's just, it's...
Respect. Period.
He nailed it on the head. It's a two-way fucking street.
Yeah. You gotta give
it. You gotta give it. And that goes for the same... It's the same if you're that young kid who walks through the door, I know more than you. I don't give a fuck what you know.
Yeah. I've been on calls this year more than you.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool. I don't give a fuck if you spend every single night at the fire academy. Congratulations. Good for you. I'm glad you're bettering yourself.
Absolutely.
It don't mean that you're top dog now.
Right. Right.
Period. Don't mean it. But the flip side to that is also 100% true. We've also lost that track because times have changed. So you think of the generation two previous to us, the members on our department now who are in their 70s, maybe even 80s, right. Shit, maybe even the 90s. When they were our age, you didn't say anything to them, the older generation. It was nothing but respect, and they didn't respect you back. Right. The problem is, in this day and age, that generation is still on that mindset. And that's what our biggest conflict is.
Right.
You have the generational gap, which you have the 60, 70, 80-year-olds who came up in the fire service, who grew up in the fire service, that older generation, you show nothing but respect. I agree. They don't give a shit about you, and that's the way it is. there's that generational gap now where it shifted, where that generation is now the oldest generation, and it's not like that anymore. And not that they can't get rid of it, because, and I'm not saying everybody, because there's a lot of gentlemen out there who know, but there are those certain few who, well, I've been here for fucking 50 years. Why do I need to give a shit who you are? Because you do. It's
2024, but.
Because you do. You have to. It's a two-way street every way you look at it. And if you don't treat it like a two-way street, there's a problem. There's a growing problem in everywhere you look at it. And don't get me wrong. We've all been annoyed with somebody. We've all been pissed off. We've motherfucked somebody behind their back. They've motherfucked us. We've Monday morning quarterback, even though we try to limit that as much as possible. But to get respect, you need to earn respect. To earn respect, you need to give respect. It's a two-way street any way you look at it. The guy who's been on the fire department 70 years, you don't expect him to be running into burning buildings anymore. We know that. We get that. He's not doing it. Does he want to? You bet your ass he does, because you never lose it. But he knows he's not doing that. It's that two-way street that I think people forget about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Comes down to people skills, man. Just being a good person, respecting one another. Goes thrown out the window the moment people say, you know, page your t-shirt and fucking blue lights.
You want to know what it's like to be, what advice you have for a new officer? That. Yeah. Respect everybody. What's the worst that's going to happen? People are going to give you respect back.
Right. And if they're assholes.
And if they're assholes and they don't, okay. It is what it is. You're still their officer. And at the end of the call, you don't have to see them. You don't have to have coffee with them. You don't. As long as when you get on that fire truck, you sit in the front seat, the guy in the back seat, Lieutenant, I got you. It's done. It's over. That's what it is. But the two-way street, people thinking it is a one-way, the shit's got to change. It's got to end.
Or the fire service is just going to keep. I'm not saying it's going down, but some places are having issues, right?
All places are.
Oh, God, yeah.
So if we don't fix it, if we're not going to be, hey, this is legit, it ain't going to happen.
It's...
And here's the other thing I want to piggyback on, right? You're saying, you know, listen, you're taking the shit. These guys are just nasty, breaking your balls. The two-way street doesn't exist, right? You're in that situation. Mm-hmm. You never know who else is seeing it or experiencing it from the side. Right, so if I'm talking, you know, if we're having an issue and these two dudes are watching it, who knows how they're learning from that?
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that's where, you know, you keeping your cool and still, listen, they may be, like you said, motherfucking you all day and you're still like, listen, all right, no problem, X, Y, and Z.
There's always somebody watching. Always.
Always.
Always. We've talked about this in multiple podcasts.
The old guy,
there's
everybody.
In your firehouse, there's always somebody watching you. And when you leave the firehouse, there's residents and citymen and town people watching you. And when you're on the scene, there's people.
But it doesn't just have to be a person.
No.
There's cameras.
That's, Matt, I was getting to that. There is always somebody watching and or listening.
I mean, look at the world we're in today. And I'm just speaking for the Northeast, right? Body cams. Every cop.
Has to. By law. By law. Every police officer has to have
it. It's a matter of time before they figure out a way to get them to a fire. Maybe not so much volunteer, maybe you hit careers first. But same thing, you have a shit exchange with somebody.
Or a resident,
a fireman, a guy in your company that's having a bad day, whatever. And going back to the whole leadership thing, they might pull that audio and video, depending on whatever the situation is. So just, I'm not saying, and I don't want people to say, oh, Rob's just saying smile and wave and be the Joker. Not at all. But know when it's appropriate, right?
Yes, you have to.
Handle it. Because the exchange of respect in a certain situation may be on scene, you play it cool, then you keep them calm, cool, collected, you get back to the office, now you hash it out.
And that's fine. But the give respect, take respect, it's not just in the fire truck or on the fire scene.
Overall.
It's to the residents.
Yes.
It's to the people who you are here to serve.
Just be a good person.
Hey, ma'am, how are you doing today? Yes. What seemed to be the problem?
They're calling us. They don't know shit.
They don't. They're calling us. They don't know shit. All they know is I got to call somebody. I'm calling for help. Man, what seemed to be the problem? What was the issue you were having? I smelled gas downstairs when I turned my heat on. Okay, please just hang out here. It's raining outside. Just hang out in your garage. We'll be there. Just please stay out of the house.
You know what I fucking hate? You know, I hate when people that can't, and I don't want to sound like this, that can't defend themselves, you know, whatever your phrase wants to be for that. When they get fucking disrespected, that's when I lose my fucking shit. Even if it's a guy on a crew just having a bad day, right? And the resident's like, oh, we're here for the third time today. But it's a little old lady who literally can't reach the alarm or whatever, whatever the situation calls for. And you just sit there like, what the fuck, man? Just be nice.
You don't say anything there. Just be nice. You just look back and go, change the battery.
Right, we'll take care of it for you.
Yep. And as soon as you get back to the firehouse, then you hash it.
Or then you can be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
No. Be a good person.
But that's like, you just, what's usually the problem? You go to a car accident. Hey, man, can I get my kid's birthday party out? Can I get my kid's school backpack out of the thing? Sir, as soon as we make this vehicle safe, you tell me where you need
to
go,
take it all out
and we'll get
you.
It. We'll get it out for you.
Right.
Hey, man, my wife's sunglasses. We had one of these.
Yeah.
Hey, man, my wife's sunglasses are in there. It's her only pair of sunglasses. She got prescription sunglasses.
Okay.
But as soon as we disconnect this battery and we know this vehicle is safe, you tell us where those sunglasses are. We'll get them for you.
Absolutely.
I need the car seat. We'll take that fucker out too.
Yeah.
Anything else you need in here? It's getting towed, so you're not gonna be able to get it. So what do you need? Mm-hmm. It's that little bit. It's the salvage at a job. It's the walking into a fire that was that was on the second fucking floor. We'll call it a good going fire on the second fucking floor. And you're looking and you're seeing fucking water come down the walls. Picks the fucking the pictures up. Put them together. Put a tarp over them. Bring them outside. Mm-hmm. It's the customer service. It's the customer service. But you are showing people respect. You want people to show you respect? You want people to send money into your fucking fund drive? You want people to toss money into your boot collection? To show up at your spaghetti dinners? Whatever you have. Okay. That's fine. Don't just think they're obligated to do that. Because they ain't. They ain't obligated just because you volunteer your time. Yeah, we all volunteer our time. Yeah, it takes a lot out of you sometimes. But people ain't obligated.
It's volunteer.
You ain't being forced to be there. Show respect. To get respect, you gotta give respect.
Period.
And Jay said it right at the beginning. Yes, it's a two-way street, but the mindset has to change. It has to.
Across the board.
1,000%.
It's just
change.
That's the topic, right? You know, I feel like just, you know, doing the reading in the papers and the magazines and all the conferences, right? There is cultural change amongst us. Fire service, right? Everything was, for a while, water hydraulics changed this, or, you know, this kind of nozzle placement.
Oh. Now
it's just, no, hold on.
You're right, though.
But now it's got to be, like I was talking to Peter yesterday, it's not even so much leadership. Got to go back to fucking teaching people how to be good people.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. A generational thing.
It's a generational, yes, it really is. But you know what? It's a generational thing, but unfortunately it's bleeding into other generations.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. That's
100%.
What I'm saying.
It's, you know, we had this conversation literally before we started hitting record about we have to teach people how to be fucking firemen again. Okay? Right. We talked about it literally 2 hours ago before we started hitting record.
Yeah.
How the NJ, we're not going to lie, New Jersey, we're all from New Jersey. If you didn't know we were from New Jersey, surprise, we're all from fucking Jersey. How to obtain a Firefighter 1 certificate in the state of New Jersey, it's how many hours?
Could be up to 8 months of nights. It's a lot. It's like EMT school was, right?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we got to teach people how to be people again.
And certified.
I mean,
But again, let's play devil's advocate. It takes two to tango, right? Two-way street.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the whole point.
And I think the toughest part, and I'm going back to, like, you know, you spoke to one of our guys, Lewis, right? The guy that joined, older guy. He had kids, young kids at the time. Guy was double my age when he joined, right? But the first thing I did when I was the captain, where I ended up being chief.
Sorry.
Right? First thing I did was just show you the firehouse. And I don't do it anymore. I tried to teach guys to do it. You did it with a couple guys. You know, Peen did it with a couple guys. You did it at Company 4 once or twice, and it was like, listen, this is the place, this is the rank, this is the structure. Welcome, we're adults.
You
could tell, you know it, being not a member of where most of I've been, right? You could tell who learned under who and who's half an adult, you know, to give yourself a grain of salt. You can tell who joined under somebody else and just was free reign.
No, and that's
everywhere. That's every town. Every
it's a culture.
Right. You could have been with, you know, working with Tommy Gavin and rescuing the show and been that crazy animal. Or, you know, I mean, just.
It's funny. I've never actually thought about it like that, but you can tell who joined when.
Under who?
Under who by how they act.
But look at our sports, right?
That's crazy.
But it's not like you could tell that. You could also tell. Where somebody, what firehouse, if they're from a town, with multiple companies, what firehouse they're from.
Oh, you could tell. Break it down.
Okay. You could tell.
You know.
You could tell.
Do you fit that
stereotype? Oh, he's one of those guys. Yeah. Yep.
It's true.
It's true. Mm-hmm. You could tell.
Oh, this guy's Vali?
Yeah. Yeah. But this guy's Vali? Yeah. Yeah, I could tell. Mm-hmm. But then you say, oh, this guy's a Vali there?
Oh, got him.
I could tell.
Yep.
Because there's just, you treat people with respect.
But even that, if you can finish.
No,
but I'm saying, like, right? Those are pros.
Benefits. There's also cons to that.
Absolutely. I mean, look, there's no secret about my background. It took a lot. Mm-hmm. You know this. We've been friends a long time. It took a lot for me to break a lot of, I don't want to call it, it's not breaking barriers, but stereotypes
mm-hmm.
from where I came from, right? Oh, you're from there. It took a lot to establish your name. But, right, if you know, like you said, the case of, oh, you're a volley here, cool. You better put the effort in, right? Because if you're a load working off of that credibility of the company, the department, whatever,
bro,
they find out or somebody creeps on you,
mm-hmm.
you're toast. And it goes back to two-way street. You work hard. You don't even know guys are like, oh, he's from company 1, 2, 3, whatever, 69. I don't care. Mm-hmm. But the moment they find out you're skating on
the... You're skating on the coattails? That's, yeah.
Pounding the kisser. Right in the kisser.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Right?
You earn a name for yourself. You have to.
I think.
And as we said, the name on the top of the jacket, the name on the bottom of the jacket, you have to do them both. You have to do them both justice.
Yes.
When you earn a name for the name on the top of the jacket, people are going to know the name on the bottom of the jacket. They're going to know you.
Absolutely.
You've earned that for yourself.
Yeah.
You've earned that for your company. You've earned that for your department.
Period. And I think, like you said, right, what's important? The town name, in some places, the company, the number on the shield, right?
Yep.
Your name itself makes a big difference.
Do them both justice. Do all of them justice.
You
do your town, your company, and your name.
You know, for like you said, back to the, you know, we'll flip around to the guys that are fresh, you know, maybe this will be like a fresh fireman, fresh restart, fresh officer episode or whatever at the end of the day. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. You never know if shit's going to go south. You never know if you close up shop. So, it's all respected. It's all parallel. So, I was a big, and he can tell you, when I was chief, I always said the 9 was more important than your fucking name.
Always.
I don't care.
Jesus.
Mikey got angry with me. I don't care.
Shoot about that your motherfucker name. Right through the table.
I don't care who your dad was. I don't care who your grandfather was. You want to be the best? Act like the best. And it comes with a lot, right? Deion Sanders, was it? Look good. Feel good, play good, all that shit. It all boils down to the same thing.
Look at our place. You know, look at our place now. Where we are. Your leather helmet. Whose helmet is it?
Mine. You brought it in.
We don't. I don't know if you know this, Mikey. We don't give leathers.
Yeah.
You.
Oh, I know that.
You earn it. You don't. You when you join, and mm-hmm. don't get me wrong, when you people they want their plastics and their 1010s or their 880, whatever we got, you want, it's yours.
Yeah.
You don't walk in and go, I want a leather.
No, okay, no way.
You don't walk in. You don't do it.
Right. But even more.
You want one. You can have one. You better prove you deserve one.
Even more. No. Right? Because obviously the world we're in is changing, right? So we can't, in some departments, you can't just say.
Some departments can't even buy a leather anymore.
Correct. But, you know, I'm getting at the decal.
Okay.
Right? The tradition, you know, we made our own little WFD old school.
We did.
When you get one, and that I'm a black sheep there. I'm just a worker bee, right? So when it comes up to, hey, you're doing good, thanks. You're like, Is this because I'm a buff? No. Because I don't hand these fucking things out.
Put these on the back.
Right.
And it's no disrespect to anybody because we bought, you know, you they were purchased by not funds.
Correct.
So it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know,
but that's like,
it's a culture.
Right.
And that culture builds respect.
Yes. And then you create that tradition, you maintain it. Who knows where you end up? So like, I'm sure you could Google, whatever, search back on different podcasts. If you feel you're in a jacked up house, if you feel you're in a rut, if you feel, oh, I'm an officer now, I can fix this. God bless you. You got to stay the course. Look at everything. That's right. That's where, I guess that's my lesson for whoever's listening. Mm-hmm. Look at the bigger picture, right? You may be the lieutenant, you may be the chief now. Take a minute, sit down. And I'm a nerd, right? I have to write everything down. Even if it's a dry erase board, write everything down. Even if it's once in your 365 days of being an officer in the volleys, right? We've all been volley officers on this table. Write everything down. Say, who's doing good? Who's doing bad? Where am I at? Write your lines out. Because if you just go in blind and say, I got the white shield now, bitch, we're going to have fun, you're going to step on something eventually. If you fucking break it down and say, listen, we're deficient here, this, yeah, when you bring it up to the folks, they're going to say, what's wrong with this guy? Then you train them, you mold them, you work through it. And if you're given respect, you're going to get respect by doing it, by being straight up. Some guys may not like it, but again, one or two out of 50 don't like it, and the other 48 love it.
Right.
And then you leave, those other 48, who knows what happens? Maybe they weed out the one guy, maybe he changes the script. Maybe everybody learns and gets better. I don't know. You learn on your own, you're going to learn through your own experience, but you know, like you keep saying, man, the biggest thing is respect. Just like Derek Jeter with that number two in respect.
Bro, you know, Jay put that on, and it was... I don't know if it was what I needed that morning or if I just listened to hear it. Like, I listened to that and I'm like, wow. And what's nice and refreshing about that, and I'll say, is that's coming from a guy who's been in the fire service for 30 years, who is considered a senior man in that house. Mm-hmm. That's not coming from, you know, one of his 18-year-old probies or his 22-year-old career guys that just got hot. No, that's coming from a guy who sees it, but it's coming from that. And it's refreshing to see that.
Yeah.
It really is.
Absolutely.
So. You boys got anything else that we would like to discuss?
Anything upcoming?
Episodes,
right? More, yeah, we got Matt laughs at this now, but when we hit stop record, we're all gonna pull our calendars out.
We'll see you all in November.
No, we won't. No, we won't. Off. Absolutely not. You may see me because you're not being invited back, but we will definitely put more out, and you know we'll do the same thing we do always. When we're gonna put one out, Bobby will put something on the Instagram, and that'll be that. So, Mikey, I think it's time to soprano it and just go black.
Hell yes.